The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
And welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us, as he is each and every Friday, almost each and every Friday for the most part, Jeff Pitts from CityView, our lifestyle correspondent. He's got stuff to do in the metro tonight into next week. Yay, Jeffrey.
Hey. What's happening?
What's happening? Ain't nothing going down, baby. Ain't nothing going down.
Oh, there's lots going on.
Oh, yeah?
What's lots that? Going on.
All right. Go.
Okay. March Madness. We talked about this a little last week, yeah. But the girls' basketball in town is going on right now.
You know, so surprising, we haven't had a blizzard.
I know.
What's the deal?
It's beautiful out.
It really is. What's going on? This is something for the record books.
Has anyone ever, you know, everyone talks about the bad weather of the girls' tournament. Has anyone ever, I wonder if it might be an interesting news story to actually nail it down.
I think they have.
If that bears out.
Have they? Yes.
And it's legit.
Yeah, I think so. Except this year.
Except this year, right.
Climate change, we call
this.
Yeah.
It's not all bad, I guess. Yeah. Not to make light of it, but. So that's going on. The girls are in town playing for the championships. Also, Bucks hockey. Yeah.
Down here in Urbandale.
In Urbandale.
On Hickman.
They call it the Madhouse on Hickman.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it.
They should call it the Dent House on Hickman.
The Dent House? Dented skulls? Craniums?
Yeah. The HVAC system, all over, you know, they got dents in that. You know.
Oh, right,
Bucks
right.
All right, so yeah, Bucks playing.
Actually, I just wrote a story about the Bucks in City View. Should be on stands right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Bucks. You know, they just changed ownership.
Yes, I did.
We talked about this before.
Yeah. Who's Scott Clawson?
Scott Clemenson.
Clemenson, yeah.
He's the part owner of it. He's probably...
The former Buck.
Former Buck, former Des Moines area native. Probably the best hockey product of Central Iowa ever.
Yeah.
Probably the only Central Iowan to NHL. Go to the NHL. Yeah. Played like 14 years in the NHL.
Wow.
And I think he's from Urbandale, but... Yeah, he's a part owner. They change hands, and they feel like they got things going in the right direction. So, you ever play an instrument?
I play drums.
Drums?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a drummer. Yeah,
nice.
I played. That's how I got through school. You know, I was playing drums in jazz bands
really?
In the 60s and 70s. Yeah.
Is that how you got in radio?
Is there any link?
No.
No.
Huh.
I once played, this is a true story,
yeah.
In Detroit.
Uh-huh.
In the backup band for the Ink Spots.
What's that mean? What's a backup band?
Well, that's the band that plays. You know, these were singers.
Uh-huh.
These were
okay.
Singers and played for them.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of cool.
That is cool.
They were very famous back in the day. And then I also played for the Four Tops.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
Get out of here.
I know.
The Four
cool.
Tops?
The Four Tops, yeah. It was only a two-night gig.
Huh.
But, it's a long time ago. Long time ago.
Oh, I'd pay to see that. You have any footage?
No, there's nothing. You know, there's nothing. And that's one of the bad things about back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had photos or,
right.
You know. But I will tell you this, that we stayed friends for years.
You and the Four Tops?
Yeah.
Wow.
For years. And anyway, they would call the radio stations wherever I was from time to time just say, hey, what's going on? And we traveled to see them here or there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're just great guys. And that's my claim to fame, man.
That is a claim to fame.
That's it. You asked if I played musical instrument. That's it.
You still have a drum set?
No, I got nothing. Okay, I haven't.
Is that something that's like riding a bike? Like, can you just?
I think
back
so.
Up?
Yeah, I think so. I was in I was in Nashville not long ago, and I sat in for a set.
Really,
a couple of years ago, yeah, at a jazz club, and it's but I'm pretty rusty. You know, it's
right.
Been a long time, man.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's wasn't the answer I was expecting.
Sugar pie, honey bunch. I saw a billboard the other day.
Mm-hmm.
George Clinton? No.
P-Funks?
Huh?
George Clinton and the P-Funks?
Yeah, he's coming to town.
Really?
Is it Clinton?
I think I heard. Did I hear this? Yeah, it's George Clinton and the P-Funks.
Well, yeah. It used to be with Funkadelics back, back in the day. Meskwaki Bingo, I think, is where he's. Yeah.
Oh, I got to go.
Oh, yeah. Would that be cool? George Clinton?
Huh.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
That's a blast from the past. I hadn't thought of that name for a while.
There you go.
Huh.
I got them all, baby.
You know him, too?
No. I do know Chubby Checker well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Good friends.
Who else?
That's about it. Chubby calls me on my birthday often.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and didn't this year, but last year he did, and sings Happy Birthday.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Good guy. I'm really depressed that Chubby Checker has never made it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's never made it, man. I don't know. It's just, I don't know if it's politics or what's going on, but yeah, never made it.
Can we start a petition?
You could.
All right, moving on.
Someday I'll tell you the whole story.
Checker.
It's just a hoot. What a story.
That sounds like it. All right, this weekend, have you ever heard of the Shroud of Turin?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's not coming.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
There's a museum-quality life-size replica will be on display Saturday at 7 p.m. at St. Mary Nazareth Catholic Church, 4600 Meredith.
But it's not the real thing.
Not the real thing.
This is a imposter shroud.
Yes. They don't call it an imposter shroud, but it's a replica.
Right.
To get an idea of what
it is. So you don't have to genuflect in front of this replica.
What's genuflect mean?
That's bowing and scraping. And
oh, okay.
I don't know.
So this is a presentation called The Shroud Encounter. It's a fast-moving presentation on a big screen TV. They do 200 images covering all aspects of the Shroud research. The presenter has been featured in several national documentaries, including CBS, History Channel, and Discovery, and others. They say it's the most analyzed artifact in the world, yet remains a mystery. Apparently, the 14-inch linen cloth, this interests me, 14-inch linen cloth that has been in Turin, Italy for over 400 years and bears the faint front and back image of a 5'10 bearded crucified man. At one point, they thought it was completely discredited.
Yeah.
There's a long history here they have, but then recent research says that research
was faulty.
Right.
So
it's back in.
Yeah, back in.
Back in discussion. No matter what it is, it's like 1,000 years of mystery.
Right.
Because if it's not real, which, I mean, a lot of people think it's not, but then it's still like, who did this? How'd they do it? It's the neat thing. So anyway, it sounded cool to me.
It's the Illuminati.
Right, maybe.
They did it, yeah.
So that is Saturday, 7 p.m., St. Mary of Nazareth Catholic, 4600 Meredith. All right. Are you ready for some wrestling?
Wrestling.
High school tournament's over, but the NAIA Wrestling National Championships is going to be in town this weekend at the fairgrounds. Starts tonight. Actually, started this morning. So it's going on tonight. It'll be going on Saturday and Sunday.
Got it. All right. Wrestling at the fairgrounds.
Wrestling.
Greco-Roman style.
Folk style. Yeah. I'm sure it's folk style. Okay, what else we have here? Spend a day at the Science Center. You been down there lately?
I know.
I mean,
but it's a cool place to go. We were going to go there for a daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah?
With my granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
And then she wasn't feeling well, so she kind of got sick, so we weren't able to go.
Well, they've got some pretty sweet things going on down there, Dave. This Saturday, they'll have something called Two Small Pieces of Glass.
Yeah?
Go on an adventure through history to learn about the creation of the telescope. And the discoveries of the invention, and the discoveries of the invention has helped us see. You can also meet Stuffy.
Stuffy?
It's a soft sculpture doll that shows how the human body works.
Oh.
Something called Crazy Chemistry.
Yeah.
Crustaceous Conversations.
All right.
And then at 2 p.m., Iowa Skies Tonight.
Iowa Skies Tonight.
Locate constellations and planets and hear myths of the night sky in this live planetarium program.
I think there was a band called the Constellations once.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You ever play with them?
No. All right, Science Center.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is a neat place. I remember that planetarium when I was younger. It was pretty awe-inspiring.
Yes.
Also this weekend, the Iowa Deer Classic.
This is an amazing adventure. I've been to this.
Have you?
I have been to the deer. Yes.
Are you a hunter?
No.
Ever been?
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day when we were on the farm.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had to go, and we usually shot deer at night.
Mm-hmm.
Really? With the spotlight, yeah.
Is that normal?
No, it's illegal, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's been 30 years ago. I think the statute limited. Yeah, okay. I think it's over with. But it was pretty wild where we were at. I mean, it was really, yeah. But anyway, yes, you go to the deer. Here's the amazing thing about the Deer Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody shows up with, you know, sheds, and you know, they're trying to, the biggest deer sheds and all this other kind of stuff, and they have guns, and they have clothes. Mm-hmm. But almost all of the people that go are dressed in camo.
Is that right?
So you can't see anybody. You can't see a soul. It's just the most amazing thing. You walk in, you know, down, is it down at the Vets Auditorium?
It's at the fairgrounds.
Oh, it's at the fairgrounds.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you see, you go to the fairgrounds for wrestling.
Right.
And then you can go see if you can find anybody at the Deer Classic, because they don't usually, I mean, they're in camo. It's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. Can't wait. All right, next week. So the girls are going on now. The boys' state tournament is next week.
Blizzard.
Maybe the blizzard will be coming. More March Madness. And then, the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. It's Thursday, March 8th.
How about that?
West Des Moines Hotel. Don't miss the opportunity to hear from the star of the Travel Channel's most popular show, Expedition Unknown.
Who?
Expedition Unknown chronicles the adventures of Josh Gates. That's the guy that's going to be there as he investigates iconic mysteries across the globe.
You know where else he's going to be?
Where?
He's going to be at CI Week.
What's that?
CI Week? This is creative and innovation out at DMACC.
Oh.
This is, yeah, Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek.
Really?
He's going to be there. Oh, yeah. It's next week. You don't know about this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, we got to get you out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like a big deal.
Huh.
And it's free.
At the Des Moines DMACC or Ankeny? Ankeny?
West Des Moines DMACC.
Oh, West Des Moines DMACC. Okay.
Yeah. We just had, as a matter of fact, you didn't listen. I'll have to get you the podcast because Dr. Anthony Poston, who founded this whole thing, CI Week, and this is the ninth year, he was on our broadcast the other day.
Hmm.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I mean, yeah, it's space and it's cool. Huh.
That is cool. All right. See, you don't even need me.
Well, yeah. Gotta hook you up.
Okay, if you haven't heard, there's a new sculpture at the downtown sculpture.
The tulip or something, right? Is that what they call it?
It is. Philanthropists John and Mary Papajohn have donated funds to the Des Moines Arts Center for the purchase of a new sculpture, Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, that's it.
It's by a Japanese artist. I'm not going to try and say her name because I'll butcher it.
Right.
But
if we go out the door here, we can go. Go check it out.
Go check it out.
I
love
right
Scotia
there.
Park.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
I wonder if it'll be busy during the basketball tournament.
People will go there, take pictures of Nomad.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got to take a picture of the Nomad.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know their names, but yeah.
Nomad's the guy, anyway. The right. White, the big white.
The big one. Yeah. Oh, that one, yeah.
That's the
Nomad. You stand in the center of it
right.
with the lights on
right.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
That
is a cool place. That
it
might
is.
Be the coolest place in Des Moines.
And you know, I remember when that was just run-down buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Car dealerships, right?
It was a mess. It was a mess down there.
Mm-hmm.
There was an adult theater on the other side.
Was
where
it really?
The come-and-go building. Oh, yeah. It was just crazy down there. Crazy. Done.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
It has. Mm-hmm. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff going on in the Metro. CI Week next week.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Jonathan Frakes, are you kidding me?
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, who? Commander Riker. That's
oh.
who we played. Yeah. Hey, now we got the go. Yeah.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
There you go. Number one. Make it so. All right, we got to clear out of here. Enough of this silliness. We got to get back to work or something. Get into our weekend along with you. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Jimmy Olsen is the voice of Insight on Business. the News Hour. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jeff Delveaux happens to be the general manager. He's the big boss. He's the guy that kicks us out of here every evening at 6 o'clock. General manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. James Goodlett is the man that created the music you're listening to right now. We've got to go. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.